Spotlight on Business. We have Jonathan Light of Light Gabler Law on today. Speaking of hot topics, we had a listener email us, and he was asking us, Spence, Bonnie, about marijuana and marijuana laws for his employees. And who better to discuss this other than our local expert and employment law specialist, Jonathan Light. John, thanks for being on the program today.
My pleasure. All right, marijuana.
Go ahead. Well, let's talk about it. There's been a lot of new laws, and there's some existing laws and marijuana. Everyone is kind of wondering about this as you have employees that now, now it's legal. And what are some of the laws? Is it legal?
Well, it's legal to smoke it, and there's still the compassionate use card, which is less critical now because people can just buy it recreationally and don't have to have the card. But nothing has changed as far as the workplace. And so you show up high, or you get high at lunch, or you smell like marijuana, or you've got white powder under your nose and there's no donuts in sight, then I can force you to take a drug test. And if you fail the test, I can fire you. And so really nothing has changed. And if an employer needs a sort of a default to point to, if they're serious about this, federal law still considers marijuana to be a Category 1 illegal drug. And that's certainly not going to change during this administration. So whatever California does, you still have this federal system. And certainly for federal contractors, they have to have a drug-free workplace. Now, some of my clients are saying, I don't want to test for marijuana. I don't want to screen with applicants because I may lose some people that may be good workers. I have one client who said, look, they may get high on Friday night, but by Monday they're ready to work. I don't care. Other clients are much more serious about it, or people in safety-sensitive positions can still be tested randomly. Now, a safety-sensitive job isn't really well-defined in the law. If you're a bus driver or you're a prison guard or you're a cop, those can all be randomly tested. But working the copy machine or even just driving a car as a salesperson doesn't put you in a safety-sensitive position. So basically, you can be tested on reasonable suspicion if you're an existing employee, or as an applicant, we can force you to take a test. And if the applicant says, hey, I may not be able to pass because I'm taking marijuana for medical purposes, that still doesn't allow you to keep the job. You'd have to go get a different medication that a doctor prescribes that isn't going to interfere with your ability to do the job. So it can't be Vicodin for pain if you're going to be driving a forklift, for example. So applicants are different from existing employees, and the compassionate use card, that doesn't really matter as much, but you do have an obligation to try to accommodate people and do this interactive dialogue. If they're smoking recreationally and the employer believes you're high when you came in, or you come in and you smell like alcohol and you get caught up in a drug screen, you can be fired. Now, there's other issues now with what's the level of testing we're going to do. Do we want to do 20 nanoliters of THC per milliliter, or do we want to have a higher threshold that a positive only comes up at 50 nanoliters? So employers should talk to their screening lab to see what level they're using, because you may not want to catch everybody at such a low level because it may have a negligible effect on their ability to do the job. So there's all these variables. Or what about the oils now that have the THC removed? Are employers going to allow that even though it's marijuana related? So we got all kinds of potential issues here.
Now, as an employer, what's the protocol? What's a best practice for how they can maybe put something into effect for their employees? Should they have some guideline for this? I mean, what do you recommend?
Every employer should have a substance abuse protocol that generally is going to say, depending on the employer, we can test you as an applicant. We can force you to take a test if we want to do that. Most of my clients don't do that anymore. But for existing employees, it's reasonable suspicion testing. If we believe, based on certain protocol, you exhibit signs of drug use or alcohol, we're going to test you. And you have to take a test as a condition of employment. Or if there's been an accident. Now, it used to be that the testing labs, like a work comp situation, would just automatically test anybody who came in with an injury. But now we can't do that. If there's no possibility that drugs contributed to the accident, then you can't be tested. So you're a passenger in a pickup truck going to a job site, and there's an accident, and you're asleep in the passenger seat, you can't be tested even if you got injured because you didn't contribute to the accident. So that's another issue that comes up. And then safety-sensitive positions like the truck drivers or the forklift drivers, they can be tested randomly, and that all gets laid out. And then we have a blurb that says that just because we have this marijuana law that says recreational use is allowed or compassionate use under the card can be allowed, that doesn't protect you. Now, somebody gets caught, what do you do? Well, you could terminate them. Or we do what's called a last chance agreement, which basically says you've been caught or you're coming back from rehab and you've asked for rehab. Then we have the ability to randomly test you for, say, a year to make sure that you're still on the straight and narrow. And also, employers need to be aware that if an employee comes to you and says, I have a drug problem or an alcohol problem, I need to go into rehab, you have to hold their job under a certain labor code, Section 1025. So there are protections for employees who are in rehab, and having been a former addict can be a protected category as a disability. So there may be some additional protections there.
We're talking with Jonathan Light of Light Gabler Law and talking about the topic of marijuana and marijuana in the workplace. He's shining the light on a few laws and protocols that need to be in place. And John, before we close, let's share maybe, I know you have an interesting drug-related story in the workplace. Can you share that with us?
Sure. Well, I've had a few, but I'll give you one. I had a guy working at a hotel, and he was a gardener, and he'd been there for 25 years, and they liked him. And he got caught smoking marijuana. So they put him on one of these last chance agreements, and they said, we'll randomly test you. And then one day he was being belligerent about something, so they sent him to the drug lab. The lab calls and says his sample was room temperature. He obviously got his urine from one of his buddies, and he won't do blood, and he won't do another sample, so what do you want to do? And we said, well, send him home. Let's just test it anyway. It's not that expensive. His buddy's urine came back positive for cocaine.
Oh, man.
Picked the wrong friend.
Well, there you go. Well, we're talking with John Light, and that is Jonathan Light of Light Gabler Law. He's an employment law specialist representing the employers. Thanks for being on today, Jonathan. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And that's all for this week's episode of Inside the 805. We want to continue this conversation with us. You can talk to us on Facebook, search for Inside the 805.
And if you have a topic you think that we should cover about Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, let us know. Thanks for joining us on Inside the 805.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you're gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town.